to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and we wish you the best for the new year.
Pre-produced at My Obelisk in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 103 of the program, and it is an all-original and mostly research episode. I had a lot of luck finding music for this episode. I didn't have all that much to look up. I had a lot of leftovers coming into this episode, but very few of them actually made it on here, which is great. In my searches, I was more discerning than usual. Typically, there's waste, but all of my Blaylocks and David Dean Burkhart's songs made the cut tonight. There are a lot of them, too. I got 9 songs from 8 artists from 3 months of Blaylocks and 2 songs from 2 artists from not even 2 months on the David Dean Burkhart YouTube channel. There is definitely overlap between Blaylocks and the Burkhart channel, which was anticipated. I think the Burkhart channel probably would have had 6. There's probably 4 that overlapped overall, if I counted it that way. But I have to keep doing both. I'm finding the songs I like best are the ones that are on one and not the other. Then I went through all of my Bandcamp emails, and that worked out really nicely. I ended up with 7 albums or songs. Again, it was a nice surprise. There are a lot of returning artists tonight. Born at Midnight, Mount Kimby, Mount Vice, Zune Gideon, Doohickey Cubicle, and BB Club all have new singles, and there is a new Pax record pending, and I have a song from that. I also picked up a 2022 record from the Holy Drug Couple. The last song before the break was from that, and I apologize for the dissonance in that song. Otherwise, that song is so good, it still gets a pass, but I do apologize. There are also a couple of artists who I see all the time on Blaylocks, that finally cracked the show tonight. They are J.W. Francis and Space Equator. The former is a bit obtuse, and the latter is not obtuse enough, but I've been rooting for them, and they've had a lot of near misses, but have finally made it, so good for them. I think this is a pretty good show tonight. I'm surprised. I didn't have to go over to Spotify. I did get to play with the Spotifys of others over the break and ask questions. I found a lot, but I couldn't find Goats and Lasers or the individual Jabu song I wanted. It's spooky, as in good, the algorithm that picks out the next track on there. Spotify did get a song tonight, a 2015 Beach House song that I didn't know. There are a couple of oldies at Garbage Time tonight at the end of the show, but it's all new music otherwise. The show also peaks earlier than usual tonight. Episodes usually peak early, middle, hour two, but tonight the best songs are around the top of the hour and early hour two. Pop tunes tend to dominate the second hour on the show, and there are a lot of them in this episode, so I had to make room. Starting off the show tonight was Mount Maxwell. One of 3 Mount bands in the mix tonight. Next up was Ghost Party, who are from nearby, and then Vernon, BC-based supergroup Mock Media, featuring members of Painted Fruit, for sure, maybe Crack Cloud, and I forget who else. Their label, Tin Angel Records, got me again. I ended up paying almost $12 for 3 digital songs from Mock Media, and I'm pretty sure I'm only going to ever use the one I just played. Finishing up the opening set was the Holy Drug Couple from 2022's Pan, and that was the song With the Dissonance I apologize for. They have another one later that sounds like really dense Candy Tame Impala, almost to the point where I can compare it with Plant Lab. The next band, Space Equator, reminds me of Plant Lab for real. I miss Plant Lab.